All right, let's make this one quick and nasty, shall we? 416-870-0590, star 591, 888-666-0590. The Blue Jays, 7-1 losers to the Cleveland Guardians tonight at Progressive Field. Your thoughts on Aurelvis Martinez, Yariel Rodriguez. Basically, your thoughts on anything related to the Blue Jays. 416-870-0590, star 590, 1-888-666-0590. Kevin, the second inning. It's the first time a team has thrown 70 pitches in one inning since the Detroit Tigers did it August 22nd, 2014, in a game started by Robbie Ray, no less. That from Sportsnet Stats. Yariel Rodriguez was awful. There's no other way to put it. He was awful.
Yeah, 52 pitches, 6 called strikes. His four-seamer he couldn't command. His slider and his curveball he abused. His split finger that we'd heard a ton about that they were going to use more. I mean, that was non-existent. Like, self-correcting on the mound wasn't there. You would think a guy that had been around as long as he has could self-correct a little bit better than 9 batters in an inning and a third. You wonder. You know, you wonder what they do with him. Like, you know, it's almost not looking like a big leaguer. Like, you can't run dudes out there to destroy your bullpen. Now, Bowden Francis came in after the couple of walks and, you know, sort of, you know, held down the fort, I guess, a little.
Retired
and,
11 in a row, I believe, his last 11.
Yeah, so he was good, right? The fastball command's a little bit better. Now, the velocity, would you like that to be a little bit better? Yeah, but in and up, the fastball command has been better. So, you know, again, it just comes down to this, Jeff. When you don't throw strikes, you don't catch the ball, you don't hit, you lose. It's real simple. It's baseball 101. It's the big leagues. That's what happened tonight.
Yeah, the Jays did not help their cause with a couple of errors. One of them by Aurelvis Martinez, making his major league debut, did get his first major league hit. Of course, Aurelvis Martinez and when John Schneider was going to use him was a topic of much consternation in this city for the past couple of days. Some people, I'm not going to mention who, some people thought it was a travesty that you'd bring up your top prospect and not stick him in the lineup right away. What did you make?
Yeah, I said it's dumb. What'd I said make it was dumb.
Yeah, you did.
That's what I said.
What did you make of Aurelvis Martinez tonight?
I don't even know what that big word you just used was, but I said it was dumb. I said if he's your top prospect on the offensive side of the ball, you play him. Mm. And, I mean, his swing looks okay. Like, the breaking balls at the big league level are different. They can locate them. They break them later. They tunnel them longer. Like, it's just an adjustment. First time you see Carrasco, I said this to you today on our show, that dude adds and subtracts very well. He will let you get yourself out because he's a veteran guy. He don't throw a bazillion miles an hour. He's got to do that. He's got to locate. You got a bunch of right-handed hitters in a lineup who have trouble going the other way, taking what the pitcher gives you. That's sort of the way it looks. I don't mind the way his swing looked. The swing looked okay, right? He hit a mistake. That's what you're supposed to do to it. You get a hit off of it. Now, defensively, don't be afraid to use one hand. You don't always have to catch everything with two hands.
Well, that's a little scary, Kevin.
When you try, I mean, it's one play. Like, you're texting me and calling me and saying, look how bad it looks and, you know, how there. It's like,
Kevin,
you know, again, we've heard this. Like,
Kevin,
we've heard the defensive side. Yeah. And then the other ones look fine, right? Just lean over, catch it with one hand, throw it to the first baseman. Everything's a tick faster. This is sort of what, when you're young, your first couple of games, you just got to get used to how the pace is. Everything's faster. We've heard this from the Guardians. Everybody runs down the line as hard as they can run. I didn't think he had a bad game. I think with the way everybody else looked, I mean, what did they do in the sixth inning? You had your two veteran guys up, right? Turner punched out on a fastball looking with two dudes on, and Vladdy's at bats with traffic looked totally different than they do with nobody on base.
Yep.
And then Springer, that 1-1 slider down the middle, that thing should have been hit to the moon. And it sort of looks like Springer looks. So for me, it's those three dudes. Aurelvis, I think, did exactly, exactly what he was supposed to do.
I guess my point is this is a team that isn't scoring runs. And we've seen now Spencer Horwitz, Addison Barger, Aurelvis Martinez. We've seen them make errors in games, costly errors, errors that have led to runs. And I'm not saying that you throw them out or anything like that, but this is, you know, people are sitting there saying, bring these kids up, bring these kids up, bring these kids up. Well, we're going to have to live with this. You are going to have to live with that type of a performance. again, Aurelvis Martinez made a ton of errors at second base. And
I was the guy that said Teoscar Hernandez should hit cleanup for the Blue Jays and for another 8 years.
Right.
I don't care if he can't play defense. Well, right.
Yeah, but you can always
DH him every single
exactly,
day.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, so yeah, as long as you can hit, get the foot down and hit velocity. I mean, who else does that in their lineup? Like that right now is what they need. The run preventing thing only works for so long and you're starting to see it.
Well,
right.
Well, I'll tell you what, the run prevention, if you're going to score one or two runs a game, you're going to need a little bit of run prevention.
Yeah,
like, I guess this is my point. This is what people are going to have to put up with. Because quite frankly, you've got right now in this lineup, you probably got three or four guys that should still be in AAA. Let's be honest. They should still be. David Schneider's a great story. David Schneider probably should still be in AAA.
I think you're arguing against the wrong people. You're poking the finger at a 22-year-old in his first game who is trying to use two hands to catch a ground ball instead of using one.
You misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm saying that if this is what everybody wants, they want to see all these young guys in the lineup, well, then be prepared to live with those errors. That doesn't take anything away from what Turner needs to do, Guerrero or Springer needs to do. I mean, Kevin, we've talked every night about how bad they've been. You can't sit there and say that, you haven't been hard on those guys. We've talked every night about those three guys. I'm just saying that everybody's all gung-ho about seeing the kids and all this. Well, you know, keep in mind that we're not talking about, unlike when Bo and Vladdy came up here, they were sort of finished products or close to finished products. You're not getting that with these guys. You're not getting that with these guys. And that's just a simple fact.
I'm not sure.
That's a simple
fact.
Addison Barger's still a AAA player. You know Elvis Martinez is still a AAA player.
I don't understand what your point is.
My point is that this is what we're going to have to live with. You're going to have to live with a lot of mistakes in the field if you run out a lineup full of these guys.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, I think you're trying to blame the players instead of blaming the front office. Like, again, they're probably a year too soon.
Yeah.
And why is that?
Why are they
a year too soon?
Do you think, Kevin, you're completely missing the point here. I'm not blaming those players, and I've certainly blamed the front office more than just about anybody around this city. So you can't accuse me of that. But I am saying that this is the reality of having these guys in the lineup. So everybody who calls up about wanting to see all these guys, I don't want to hear in another 2 weeks, well, they're losing games because their defense isn't good. I know what fans are like.
Aurelvis is not going to be. Aurelvis is not going to be here in 2 weeks, so you don't have to get all tangled up inside about Aurelvis Martinez not being able to catch a ground ball at second. He won't be here at Tuesday morning. He'll be riding that bus in Buffalo. So, yeah, there you go.
416-870-0590 *590 1-888-666-0590-71. The Jays have lost four games in a row. They're five games under 500. And Yariel Rodriguez walked five batters in his last start in Buffalo. Let me ask you this, Kevin. Is it entirely possible he was not ready to come back up here?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Like, again, it's what do they always talk about? Every time I talk to Petey, every time we have Petey on the show, that's Pete Walker, the pitching coach. He says the exact same thing. You got to command the fastball before you can start flipping all that other stuff and doing it from arm angles and, you know, trying to trick people with the start and stop. And until he can start commanding that to different quadrants, I just don't know how you take him serious, right? It's the six called strikes, Jeff.
Yeah,
that
is.
In the 52 pitches. Like, that is just – that's mind-boggling for a dude. He ain't a rookie. He's been around a long time. He should know how to self-correct.
Let's go to Guy in Toronto. You're on Blue Jays Talk. Go ahead, Guy.
Hey, it's just so many mixed messages, I find. I mean, this team is so based on analytics, but I guess it doesn't apply when George Springer is 7 for 56 against lefties. and batting in the six hole every lineup. That doesn't change. We can just put that on loop every time I call in, Springer batting six, Springer batting six. But, you know, it's more than that. You know, as far as Orlevis, like to your point, I would rather see these kids playing. At least they're contributing offensively, where these guys, these veterans are doing absolutely nothing. Why not just put Martinez as the DH for the next five games? Let him hit. You know, they coddle guys like there's no tomorrow. Then if you're going to coddle them, you know, make him the DH for five or six games. You know, you could punch in Turner at third here and there.
You know,
and what the hell?
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. Finish, please. Sorry.
And what in God's name is Schneider doing not playing Horowitz every game when he's the only guy that's getting consistent quality at bat after at bat?
Yeah.
It's just, it's absolutely mind boggling. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah. I appreciate the call. You're absolutely right. I mean, Spencer Horowitz isn't going to hit for power, but at least he's going to get on base. And create something.
Ernie Clement at?
Ernie Clement as well. I mean, what was he? He hit 600 in the
homestand. 9 for 13. Yeah. And he played in like 3 days. It's like, what's going on?
You know, and as far as DHing Orelvis Martinez, not a chance. I mean, you know, this organization next year, they're not going to be able to have five DHs. They're going to have some guys who are going to play in the field. So if Orelvis Martinez is up here, then to me, he's got it. Then you got to play him in the field. You have to play him in the field. And if he's not up to handling that right now, Kevin's right. That's not on Orelvis Martinez. That's on the front office. But bringing him up here and letting him DH to me is nonsense. They've got to have some everyday players.
You know as well as I do, talking to John, listening to John talk, that they really didn't want to call Orelvis up. They only called him up because they didn't have any other choice, right?
Well, Leo Jimenez probably would have been here if he had been healthy.
Yeah, Jimenez, you wouldn't care if he sat over there for 7 or 8 days and never played, right? Orelvis, you can't let him do that. So you're sort of forcing the envelope by trying to figure out who matches up with the how dare they throw hard with a sinker and slider away? Who doesn't throw hard other than Carrasco? I mean, I thought it was 2024. I thought everybody threw hard. So I don't mind seeing him. You know, it was kind of nice watching a guy get his first big league hit and, you know, his parents being all excited. It gives you something to look forward to. But, hey, look, it is what it is. Until the actual guys that are here every single day start doing something with traffic, rinse and repeat, buddy. Rinse and repeat.
Mark in Virginia, you're on Blue Jays Talk. What's up, Mark?
Well, now, for the season ticket holder since 1977, and I think I'm going back there right now. I think we got to give Mark Shapiro a gold hard hat and send him to Ellis Dunn for a job. I think we got to tell Ross Atkins you're not a general manager. And we got to really look seriously who we're going to do at the trade deadline. Because by July the 1st, this team is done.
Mark,
it's a near history for this year.
Yeah,
I think they go into the locker room and they spin the roulette wheel. And whenever number comes up, well, let's give this guy a try tonight. Tomorrow we'll spin the roulette wheel and we'll give the other guy a try that night, depending what number comes up. I don't think they have a clue what they're doing, and I think it's getting worse.
Mark, I appreciate the call. I have often wondered about what if all the analytics guys just do that? What if they have like 9 people just in a room to spin a roulette wheel? Like, all kidding aside, one of the things that I keep talking about and I keep mentioning, people want a clean house. They want to get rid of the front office, et cetera, et cetera. Again, let's keep in mind that you can do that, but you're still going to have basically the guts of this thing are going to be the same, right? Because, I mean, Mark Shapiro has been here for what, 8, 9 years since 2015. Yeah. That's not going to change overnight. And I think that's, and I'm not saying that as a result of that, you don't do anything, but I just think we need to be, it's not like the 90s where you get rid of the manager and the general manager and everything starts over again. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. There's a lot of stuff that's been done to this organization internally. A lot of the way they gather information and process information that other than changing the guy making the personnel decisions, I just don't know what else changes here. What else changes in terms of game management? If they're going to use the same analytics, if they're going to put out the same message, you know, you better make sure you have good players, because clearly it's not working with players who aren't good. That's kind of the way that's the way I look at this thing, Kevin. I mean, I don't know how you are, but that's the way I look at it.
That's perfectly said. You can't say it any better.
Yeah. And I think and it's not just this organization. It's a lot of other organizations around baseball. Firing the general manager or the president doesn't mean that everything changes 48 hours later. It's a process of changing how you go about collecting and analyzing information. And then how you go about taking that information and giving it out, hopefully, to better players.
I think it's what you gave up and what you added. It's what you brought in just wasn't as good as what you got rid of.
No.
That's the issue,
you
right?
You got rid of three. Whatever we may say about Teoscar and Lourdes and Gabriel Moreno, you got rid of three everyday players. You got rid of a third of a major league lineup. And you have failed to replace them.
Yep.
Period. Point. You have failed to replace the third of the lineup you got rid of. 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. Got a lot of phone calls to get to. We'll take a break. Come back and hear from the manager, John Schneider, and go back to the phone lines. It's Blue Jays Talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network. All right, welcome back to Blue Jays Talk. 7-1, the Cleveland Guardians have beaten the Toronto Blue Jays in the first game of a three-game series in Cleveland. A 70-pitch. How many runs are they getting that inning? One, two,
seven.
70-pitch, seven-run second inning for the Cleveland Guardians. Propelled them on their way to victory. Vladdy Guerrero hit a home run. The base is empty. Your point was really well made, Kevin. It's an interesting topic, how different Vladdy looks with the bases open, or I'm sorry, with the bases empty than he does with a man on base. And other than that, there really wasn't a whole hell of a lot going on offensively for the Blue Jays. They were pretty much held in check. Aurelvis Martinez did get his first major league hit. And, Aurelvis singled, IKF singled, and then Schneider struck out swinging, Turner was called out on strikes, and Vladdy flew out to left. So there you go. That was the sum total of the offensive excitement for the Blue Jays. And just to continue a remarkable run of consistency, George Springer did hit into an inning-ending double play with the bases loaded. So if you...
Can't forget that.
So I'm sure many of you had that in your George Springer bingo card. Congratulations. If you did. Joe in Burlington, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Hey guys, how are you doing today?
I mean, how do you think we're doing?
Well, I'm having a cigar right now on my balcony, and I'm trying to digest what just happened today.
Go.
So I'm having a good cigar, don't worry. So I think the big thing we have to listen to...
What the hell are you having?
I'm having a cigar. Like a cigar? I don't pronounce my R, so I apologize.
Oh, okay, but that's all right.
So the big thing I think you guys said perfectly was, Jeff, you said... You know, you bring up the kids, you can expect mistakes. That's a given, right? Because unfortunately, you know what? We are rebuilding, and that's where we are. Barco, you said it perfectly. We're blaming the other guys because of the situation we're in. I think at the end of the day, it comes down to the main point. Where are we? If you said one word, Jeff, what would it be if you said where the Jays are right now? One word.
One word?
You think? Yeah.
Desperate.
Perfect. And Barker, what would you say?
Confused.
Oh, I like Barker's better, actually.
Okay, but at the end of the day, what it comes down to is we are rebuilding. You know what? And it sucks. Because guess what? We had a lot of success in the last couple of years.
Yep.
But I think the big thing we have to focus on is, and everybody's been saying this, is the front office. At the end of the day, when it comes down to the trade deadline, do you trust the front office making decisions on the players that we have currently and getting the white players healed?
I mean, I'll tell you what, if you're talking about the crown jewels, no. I mean, if you're talking about Bo and Vladdy, no. You know, the other players, I mean, who do they, who do they have to trade that's going to bring much back? Jansen, Kikuchi, Garcia. I mean, my concern is when the whole thing needs to be rebuilt. Do I want Ross Atkins, the guy, to be the guy making the call on Bo and Vladdy? Because as I've said, that's the biggest decision this front office this is going to have to make. It's the biggest decision, I would suggest, one of the biggest decisions in this team's history, certainly in recent years. How do you handle those guys? How do you get rid of them? What do you get in return? Do you try to sign one of them? It's really complicated. And I'm not entirely certain that having the type of year that the Jays are having, Kevin, makes it any less complicated.
No.
I really don't. But yeah, in terms of a rebuild, I can't see. I'm trying to wrap my head around. This is a team that has a $235 million payroll. You know what? I'm not certain it's an easy rebuild when you have a payroll like that.
No.
Especially when you've got all that money invested in pitching, older pitching. This is the wrong time for this team to be as bad as it is, I guess is the way I'd put it. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, you could throw Barrios in there too. I mean, what if they ever thought about trading Barrios?
I mean, they can't.
I mean, they can't.
They can't.
Like that's the thing too. I'm just trying to do the fringe trades, like all the names you just mentioned. I just don't know what that does. Like, you got to have a couple of those guys because they're cheap, right?
Well, I will also say this though. And if you're going to move those guys, then those are the guys that if you move earlier, you might get a little bit for. Like if somebody a little bit more for them. I mean, if somebody, the Philadelphia Phillies want a catcher. If you trade Danny Jansen to the Philadelphia Phillies right now, you're probably going to get more than if you wait until the trade deadline. Because the trade deadline, they're going to go, well, you know what? We're probably going to get JT Realmuto back in a month. We're not going to give you as much for an everyday catcher as we would have, say, 6 weeks before the trade deadline.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, listen, Joe's point is well made. I mean, if you put 100 Jays fans in a room right now and said to them, ask them if they trust Ross Atkins in the front office to rebuild this team, how many do you think would say yes that aren't related to the front office?
You know what the answer is.
Adam in Toronto, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. It's evident to me what needs to happen. I can't agonize about what's happened in the past because I'll be here all night and you'll kick me off the line. What has to happen is obviously Ross Atkins has to go. It's not common for a general manager to be replaced mid-season. What I would suggest is that Mark Shapiro take on the role for just the remainder of this season. What I would do is I'd send down all the kids to the minors and let them play every day. And I would showcase all the veterans and rain, shine, sleet, or snow, I'd be playing the veterans every day. And if they get on a bit of a hot streak, maybe a team gets a couple of bad injuries and they get a little desperate. Now, if you say, okay, well, you're not going to get much for a Turner or a Kiermaier or these kind of players, they do have expiring contracts. The Blue Jays could eat the remaining contract for the year. And the one good thing Ross Atkins has done with this team is that you don't have a lot of long-term exposure. I would consider moving even Gausman. I would not move Barrios. I would not move Bo and Vladdy. I would not let that happen this year, especially with trying to attract all the fans to the new rebuilt stadium. I think they need to keep Bo and Vladdy long term. I'm in the minority opinion. I think they need to push their chips in and sign both of them. But I would move other than Barrios and those two, and even Danny Jansen. I have to say, I would be very careful with what you do with Danny Jansen because there is not a lot of everyday catchers available
in
the market.
That's a great point.
That have some offense to them. So thanks for taking my call. I'll listen.
Yeah, I appreciate it. No, that is a really good point. point. I mean, if you're going to get rid of Danny Jansen, you'd have to go out and add somebody like a Yan Gomes or something like that on waivers or something, because you can't run Alejandro Kirk out there every day to catch. You just can't. I like the caller's point, and we talked about it a little bit in Blair and Barker. What's wrong with having Schneider, Horowitz, and Clement in the lineup every day? Every day. Nothing as far as I'm concerned. Mm-mm. Make them everyday players. And let the kids, and I think in the kids we're talking specifically about, well, we should be talking about Martinez, because I don't consider Addison Barger a kid, and I'd like to see him up here. I'd like to see Adam Barger get some, or get a run up here and see what he can do. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. I think it's the feelings part of it. If those guys stay, what happens to the established big leaguers? Not my words. We've heard that from the front office, right? And the manager. So I think the rock in a hard place is here, Jeff.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. It's here, buddy.
It absolutely is. 7-1, the Blue Jays have lost to the Cleveland Guardians. They've got two more games in this series. Then it's on to Boston. Thank you so much for listening to us on Blue Jays Talk tonight. We're brought to you by your local family-owned Crown Rust Control Centers in St. Cesar and St. Hyacinthe, Quebec. Protect your vehicle from rust today. Find your local family-owned Crown at crown.com, Canada's number one rust protection.